8:23. We've been looking forward to this day. We're kicking off the Feel Good Friday segment, a mental wellness conversation. This is powered by HC Network, a nonprofit rural health network in rural West Central Missouri, with clinics providing medical, dental, and behavioral health services. Treatment for services for all ages, including conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder, substance abuse, bipolar disease, depression, anxiety, ADHD, autism spectrum disorders, and psychiatric assessments, among other services. Your host for this segment is Erica Collins, licensed clinical social worker and director of behavioral health at HCC Network. Our topic this morning, topic number one, power of positivity. Good morning, Erica. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you are. Hey. So, power of positivity. So, apparently, positivity has power. Explain.
So, you know, when we say positive thinking, people think that, you know, it just seems to be good to be true because it's this pie in the sky, easy fix situation. But most certainly, it's not that. It's not a head in the sand mentality, because we understand that real issues cause real reactions, right? We all have everyday situations that pop up. And most certainly, it's not magic, because those situations don't go away because we think positively about them. But what it is a way to reframe our thoughts about things. And it's a way for us to maintain some control over situations when we choose our attitude, our behaviors, because sometimes the situations that we deal with day to day are things that we don't have immediate control of.
Right. Yeah. It's really controlling how you think. A lot of people I know with social media nowadays and everything, there's a lot of fake positivity. So, and you get so involved with that, sometimes you think it's real, but you're actually just being positive on the outside, but you're not on the inside, right?
Absolutely. And most certainly, positivity is an inside-out job. It has to start on the inside. And so the way that we do it is we become aware of how we think in general. Do we see ourselves as optimists or pessimists? Are we individuals who see the glass as half empty or half full? Do we even have a glass? You know, that's something to think about.
Do we even have a glass?
Yeah, do we even have a glass? You know, so we have to think about it from that perspective. And also being aware of who we surround ourselves with, because attitudes are contagious. So if you're constantly surrounding yourself with individuals who are negative about everything, then most likely you're going to adopt that same type of attitude.
Yeah.
But if you surround yourself with people who are striving to think positively, who tend to find happiness in things, then that is contagious as well.
Yeah, you want to be in the boat with other people that are rowing, right?
Yes, absolutely. And be in the boat with people who are willing to row together in the same direction. That's often helpful. The other thing that we can do is to create or even borrow a positive phrase that we can recite to ourselves to help reset our thinking or our attitudes when we find ourselves straying from the positive path a bit. You know, there's some really good benefits to positive thinking, Jim. One of those is that we have less stress when we choose to think positively. And there's lots of physical benefits as well. Yeah. Our recovery time from illness is quicker. We have strong immune systems. That's really important this time of year as we're going into the fall and winter. Our immune systems are strengthened when we think positively. We have improved cardiovascular health as well.
Big-time health benefits, right? Yeah.
Big-time benefits. People report a better quality of life than those with a negative view of things. People tend to be happier. And that's what we want, right? That's the whole point of spending time thinking positively.
Yeah.
And we reduce our occurrences for major depressive disorder, anxiety, and other, you know, related things. So there's a lot of benefit to thinking positively. And it's something we definitely have to look at that. We can accomplish, and it's pretty easy. And it's pretty
right, right. Still with me? Hard to lose you.
Well, I'm still with you.
Oh, there you are. Okay. That's all the time we have. Power of positivity. So my takeaway is that being positive takes effort. It takes actual thought and effort to do it. You don't just wait for something good to happen and then be positive about that, but actually it's an exercise, right?
Right.
There you go. All right. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. There you go. That's Erica Collins, licensed clinical social worker and newly appointed director of behavioral health over at HCC Network, our host for this monthly Feel Good Friday segment, a mental wellness conversation. Be positive. It's good for your health. It's good for everybody around you. And surround yourself with positive people, too. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can give them a call, HCC Network, and get together with a professional, 877-344-3572. Feel Good Friday, powered by HCC Network. You can find out all about it, hccnetwork.org. We will do it again next month on the first Friday.
This is Grant from Ballard's Insulation.